Hello? Hello? Is anyone here? I need to know where I should start working. Where is everybody?
Silence! Silence! I know these claims are serious. And I know we've all become quite attached to Kina while she's been here helping us. But this is not just a strange green light. And it's not even about the predatory relations with another woman of our community. We believe this to be witchcraft. So, please tell us now if you have seen anything. Anything at all. We need to understand the depth of this case before we seek the appropriate justice. Yes, Grace.
I didn't think anything of it at the time, but now? It all makes so much sense.
Tell us.
Oh God, my children. She couldn't have hurt my children, could she?
We can't say for certain at this point in time, Grace. I'm so sorry. With the amount of time she spent at your farm, it is a possibility. But we can only help if you tell us what you saw. Then, once we know, Minister, you'll be able to rid us of this evil?
Yes, of course, Grace.
Like I said, I didn't think anything of it at first. But I found these strange symbols and stones in the dirt. In my field. You don't think she's cursed me, do you?
I think it is possible.
I can't lose my children, Judge. Not after I've lost John. They're all I have. Please, I'll do whatever it takes.
We will protect your family. I promise you that. I regret not speaking up the moment we saw that putrid flame.
Minister, perhaps in the meantime her farm can be blessed again.
Yes, immediately.
Minister, humour me. What do you think about the possibility of redemption? I mean, now that children are involved in the devil's plot.
I fear it is not possible, no. Certainly not when children are in danger.
Then there is only one solution. We must hang
Kina for witchcraft. No, 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 no.
Shh. It's okay. It's me. We have to go. Our light is fading fast. See that burnt down house ahead? We should set up for the night there.
They have horses, Daisy. It's a miracle they haven't caught us already.
We've walked all day. We have to eat sometime, and we need to rest. Look, the fireplace is still here. And we're at least somewhat protected from the elements. We're not going to find a better spot than this.
Okay. But we take turns keeping watch.
Of course.
When you said you wanted to leave town with me, this is not what I had in mind.
Oh, you mean you aren't always driven out of town with pitchforks?
I'm always careful. I don't know how they found out.
From what I overheard, people were seeing strange lights from your window. It doesn't help that Judge Peter's pride was so hurt. I'd supposed he'd do whatever it took to get people to turn against you.
Right. As if it's my fault. I tried to stop it. Now who knows how many innocents will be burned at the stake. It's all for naught.
You can't think of that now. We just need to lie low. Then maybe we can come up with a new plan.
And how many will die while we wait? I am a healer. I am a protector. I can't sit in the woods and let people die. I am duty-bound to do whatever
duty
it takes
to... Duty-bound to what?
By what's right.
How are you going to protect these people 3 years from now if you can't survive today? You don't have to have all the answers right this second. You simply need to keep going. I brought some cured pork and some potatoes. It was all I could grab. That's what we're eating.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
You'd be in a river somewhere trying to catch fish with your bare hands. That's what you'd be doing.
Well, I do know how to make a lure. Living in the wild is my specialty.
Clearly, because town life is not.
No. Daisy, wake up. I fell asleep.
That's okay.
Come on. They could still be anywhere. Keep searching.
It's too late. They're here.
They'll spot us if they get any closer. Run.
I hear something. This way.
Daisy, where'd you go?
Just keep running.
We see you. Surrender now or we'll shoot.
Fine. Don't shoot. I surrender.
No.
Hands behind your back, Daisy. I need to tie you up.
Where is Kina?
I don't know.
We know you're with her. She can't be far.
We split up last night.
We heard the two of you running just now. Don't try and fool us. It will only make things worse for you. Look around. She can't be far. Daisy, tell us where she is, or you'll be tried as a witch alongside her.
I told you, I don't know.
We have reason to believe she has cursed members of our Rockwood. Perhaps she has cursed you too. But if you don't give us what we want, then there is no discussing this. Magic is of the devil's making, and it will not be tolerated, for it will be our demise.
And yet here is the devil himself looking down upon me from his high horse.
It's you! Every damn spring.
I don't see her, Judge. She's gone.
That's all right. I'm sure setting Daisy aflame will draw her out.
The woman I love is much smarter than that.
We'll see. Come.
The woman she loves. This little cave better have some stones I can work with if I'm actually gonna save her.
Gather round. We have work to do.
And what about Kina? Where is she? She has crimes to answer for.
We don't have her, but trust me. She'll be here.
Barite for healing energy and dissolving blockages. A piece of petrified wood for safety and common primal urges. And, fire. No matches. I guess Flint will have to do.
That's enough wood. The sun is setting, so it's time to tie her up. Grace, gather the town.
Yes, Judge.
You know, I always liked you, Daisy. I don't want to do this. If you just tell us where she is, then... then I can help you. That's it. I just want to help. We can't trust you unless you... Stop it, damn it! This could be a passing moment in your life. It doesn't have to be the end of it. Such a waste of your beauty.
If you really cared, you'd just untie me.
You know I can't. She's all set.
Good. Once the sun is down, we begin.
Here I draw Tiskele with oil upon my fingertip and place petrified wood, barite, and sprigs of maidenhair fern representing the wood, stone, and earthly components of this tine. Igni Lucea Uro, with fire I burn, shine. Well, Judge, it appears that you're right. When you don't lock your door, your house is quite vulnerable.
Minister, please. Before we begin... lead us in prayer.
Psalms 34:17-22. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken.
It's her. I'm sure of it.
Forgive me. I must check on my children.
Go. Everyone grab a pail. We can still save most of our homes if we're fast enough.
Kina! Come out and face us! No more of these little tricks!
Everyone start here, quickly! My home is engulfed.
It's me.
You can't be here.
Neither can you.
Okay, I'm free. Come.
Meet me in the small cave just east of the house in the woods.
Kina? No.
Daisy, I'll be fine. Trust me.
I can't lose you.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Go. Go, go, go. Come on. I will not die here.
Agatha, hurry. They could be anywhere.
Hurry? To where? We've lost everything.
We started a new life when we came to Rockwood Cove. We can do it again.
Except the witches got away and they're likely to seek revenge on us. They'll stop at nothing to track us down.
Then we will fight or we will flee. But I will not leave your side, okay?
Okay.
Come, there's no time to waste.
I shouldn't have left her there.
It's a lost cause. We must abandon Rockwood Cove, or we die.
Where? Where do we go?
Anywhere.
I invoke the power of Bete Memori. Blessed memory. Or should I say lack thereof?
Good morning, Rose. The usual breakfast, please.
Yes, Judge.
Please, call me Andrew. Can you get me started with a roll? My stomach's been grumbling since I woke up.
Yes, Judge.
Andrew.
Yes, Andrew.
This tastes different. What have you put in here?
I bought some supplies from this poor mother of two, who has been struggling to sell her rye, so she told me. It wasn't the prettiest crop, but it gets the job done. Judge? Are you okay? Judge? You're convulsing! Judge! Judge!
I saw... something.
You fell off your chair. You must have hit your head.
You've done something to me.
I swear, I haven't...
Witch!
How are they doing?
The fever has calmed. I believe the entire family will survive after all.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
Your cooking certainly helped.
Well, Doctor, I think your magic potion had a little more to do with it.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're thinking. Stop it. You did all you could.
If I had only stayed in a room on the other side of the inn, it would have worked. It'd all be different. And maybe we wouldn't be living in a shanty in the woods.
Or maybe it would have been exactly the same.
It's just...
What?
I heard a rumor.
No,
that...
you promised me you were done.
But isn't it worth trying something else? We could sneak over there at night.
And get caught.
Or we could sell the potion.
And get caught.
Or if we combined our spellcasting, we might be powerful enough to do something long distance.
I'm listening.
I don't have anything in mind right now, but... Perhaps we could transform our potion into a cloud and let it rain down over the crop.
Which would maintain our anonymity if we're at a distance.
Undetected. Yes. It would just have to be subtle enough that we could look like we're simply out for a stroll in the event someone unexpected is nearby.
But...
That means you'll also have to finally teach me everything you know.
I'd be happy to.
It's a deal?
Tis.
Oh, hello. Where did you come from?
Welcome to the Coven, Daisy. Tales from the Aether, The Witch of Rockwood Cove. Episode 3, The Chase. Written by Jackie Jorgensen. Starring Jackie Jorgensen as Kina, Taylor Cohen as Daisy, Chris Harris Beachy as Judge Peters, Brandon Jenkins as Minister Hughes, Margaret Ashley as Agatha Hughes, Kirsty Wolven as Grace, Chris Gregory as Farmer, Georgie Mae Stewart as Rose, Jason Tenletti as Guest. Music composed by Chris Gregory. Sound design by Jackie Jorgensen. Edited by Jackie Jorgensen. A Shared Manifest Entertainment production.
Alternative Stories and Fake Realities is an anthology audio drama and audio fiction podcast, meaning that we have new stories each week rather than an ongoing storyline. We feature actors and writers from both sides of the Atlantic in producing our full cast dramas and stories. Here's a selection of clips from our first season, starting with our critically acclaimed four-part climate change drama, Anglia.
Never underestimate the strangeness, the weirdness of this place. Never take anything for granted in this landscape.
Are you a writer?
Journalist. I work for the American News Network. We're here covering the migrant crisis.
We want you to dig as deeply as you can on the camps. Is it true that once refugees enter them, they're simply imprisoned with no prospect of ever finding their way into British society?
I immediately understand what this is. Migrants who have somehow evaded the beach patrols, trying to hide out in the woods to consider their position. My name is Millie. Do you speak English?
Arira. I am Arira.
Tell me more about why I'm walking around the edge of a muddy field in the middle of the night after 4 hours sleep.
In a world where there are gods and goddesses, those in power and those without power, society is never really equal. Some end up in prison for crimes they didn't commit. Some end up hanged or shot or fried in an electric chair, while others fire the bullets or flick the switches or kick away the stools. For every winner, a loser.
Please check us out by searching for Alternative Stories and Fake Realities in your favorite podcast app.